But on this Friday morning, 7:41, it's the Paul and Kathy Show. Today, Kathy Verton is here from the Riverbank and Snug Theaters at the Inn on Water Street in Marine City. Kathy, thanks for being here this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for bidding on a package, an auction package, and winning to be here. It's been a lot of fun. Introduce our next guest, if you would.
Our next guest is Omari Rush. He's the Executive Director of Culture Source. And are you on the air there?
Yes.
Hello, Omari. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear okay?
No.
Oh, my headphones just popped out there a little bit. What is Culture Source?
You know, Culture Source is Southeast Michigan's coalition of arts organizations. We have member nonprofits that join us. There are about 160 that include museums, symphonies, after-school arts programs, theaters, the whole range of people organized around doing arts in their communities. And we work to help them do that better, you know. We offer workshops in marketing and fundraising. We bring in guest speakers to, you know, talk about creativity and artists to share their work and, you know, just enjoy what it means to be kind of a network, a collective of folks doing artistic work in Michigan.
And I understand the other hat that you wear is as the council chair for the Michigan Council for Arts and Culture Affairs, correct?
Yes. The state of Michigan has, like the other 56 states and protectorates in the U.S., we have a state arts council. And yes, I am the chair of that. There are 15 of us that were appointed by the governor who work with a really talented staff to be very thoughtful about how the state can support, engage, and provide access to the arts for every resident of the state of Michigan. So most notably in that, we have about $10 million that we're able to get out to folks in Michigan in support of their arts projects every year.
And that's really just a matter of applying for grants through Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs?
Yes. I mean, the thing that I love about being on the council and its work is that, you know, it strives to be so accessible. So really, if you're organized as a nonprofit, that is a nonprofit organization, a government entity, a school, you can apply. And the grants range from grants for general operating support. So if you just need cash to do what you do best, go for it. Grants for capital projects. So there are a lot of people that are applying to get the sidewalks outside of their buildings fixed, or, you know, the water heater is on the fritz, or, you know, they want to get a new lighting system for their stage. There's an opportunity to apply for that. But then, you know, in real fun ways, we get down to the school levels where schools can apply for artists to come into their class and work with their students, or kind of apply for grants to get, their students on buses for field trips. So there's a wonderful range, and we are so proud that, you know, we're able to get, I think, of the 85 Michigan counties, you'll have to check me on that. We got funding to 83 of them. So the spread is pretty wide, and that's exactly what people in Michigan deserve too.
You know what? There are 83 counties in Michigan, so you got them all covered.
There we go.
Yeah, look at that.
So.
And out here in St. Clair County, I don't think we are as aware of the resources that are available to us. Culture Source actually represents 7 counties?
Yes, absolutely. Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, St. Clair, Monroe.
And Livingston.
Livingston,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though I say that all the time, it still is like, am I going to get all of them? And so I find that I need to say them in a certain order.
Right.
In order to
or visualize the map, where they are. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I recently met with you, and I was surprised. Can you tell us some of the workshops that you have coming up with Culture Source? Because I plan to take advantage of these, and I think it's a great resource for what we're trying to do out here. We're trying to really build the arts community. And we have a pretty robust arts community in St. Clair County, so how can you help us?
Well, Kathy, I should just say that when you met with me and our team, we could not have been more fired up by the work that you're doing and the spirit of just getting it done. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it's really exciting. And that's what we hope to see in more parts of the region and what we hope to support in more parts of the region. So I should say that the programs that we do, we're trying to be more thoughtful about how they're accessible and how we post information online and how we, allow people to kind of dial in to a call or log on for a video conference. So there are all kinds of options. But specifically, coming up beginning in February, we have a monthly series of workshops on fundraising that will cover the basics of fundraising. They'll cover, how to structure with some role-playing the ask. Another session will just be about how you make small talk. You're at a fundraiser or, you run into a prospective donor and, how do you have a 5-minute conversation that doesn't feel completely awkward. So those run monthly. They're during lunchtime and we provide lunch. And they're free for our members and $10 for anybody else. And the $10 certainly feels like a really great value. But so we have those monthly workshops that are pretty easy to kind of dial into. Then we have a series of culture conversations, what we call them, where we bring in guest speakers to share their ideas from outside of the region with us. So in April, there's a movement around creative aging that is how people essentially 50, or I'll just say how older adults lead artistically vibrant lives.
That'd be us.
All of us.
Over here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and you all are perfect examples because you all are smart, thoughtful, energized, engaged, and, when it comes to arts experiences, everyone should meet you right where you are. This is not about popsicle sticks and pine cones and glue, but really digging in and finding even more ways for people to express themselves creatively. So we're bringing Teresa Bonner, the director of the Aroha Philanthropies, to town. They've been funding work throughout the country related to creative aging. And we want teaching artists. We want theaters to understand their audiences even more differently, and the opportunities to work with people in their audiences around engaging with the arts. And again, there's so many tricky biases and stereotypes that we have culturally about senior citizens and elders and older folks. I mean, and some of it actually gets to be a little disrespectful, the way that we talk about older adults. So we just want to unpack all that and we're really excited because Teresa is, she gets you fired up. We are calling her our evangelist for older adults in the arts.
I think that makes so much sense because I think that is a population where, you have a lot of parents who are becoming empty nesters. The kids have left home. Maybe the career is winding down. You have a little more time. You're looking at, okay, how am I going to pursue, the next 10, 15, however many years, of retirement I have? And there are a lot of arts opportunities for that population, aren't there?
There are a ton of arts opportunities, and there are arts opportunities that have an ability to help people lead a physically healthier life, a mentally richer and stronger life, and a more connected life, with either their family or their friends or their neighbors. So, and yes, I think Teresa had a stat that right now 1 in 7 adults is over the age of 55, and in 10 years it's going to be 1 in 4. So that demographic is also going to come to really dominate our daily culture of kind of neighbors, friends, coworkers, family.
Well, that demographic is a huge part of our theater audience, so we love that demographic and recognize that they want to give back to their community and they want to engage in their community. So it's a good program that you're offering there.
Omari, how do people connect with you online if people are interested in finding out more about what we've been talking about this morning?
You know, they can easily, search for Culture Source. That's one word. And we'll pop up pretty quickly as a top search result. But then also, you know, we post things on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram still under Culture Source. So they can find us there. And Kathy was able to get connected, so she can absolutely herself be a great connection point to us.
Right.
And we will certainly be looking to connect with more of her friends and neighbors and audience members through her. So we were just so pleased to get connected.
All right. Fantastic. Omari, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Omari.
Oh, thank you all. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.